Welcome to Lesson 9, Your Essential Why. It may come as a surprise to you, but nobody cares about your business. If you dig deep enough, even you probably don't care about your business. How can I say such a thing? Well, for most creative entrepreneurs, we care about the work we do, but the business itself, not so much. The business is a vehicle for us to have whatever it is that we want. And if you could have what really matters to you without being in business, chances are good that you'd probably skip being in business altogether and just go for what it is that you want. So what really matters to you? That's what we're exploring in this lesson. And as I've mentioned previously, getting to the core of why you do what you do, what truly motivates or inspires you, is the key to connecting with your audience, especially for the folks that become your raving fans. They're looking for meaning and a sense of belonging, and your company can provide it to them if your messaging is clear and it resonates with them. Uncovering your essential why is where we begin. In the business management cycle this month, you'll learn more about what you're seeing here. This is the Creative Freedom Business Model. These five elements look simple, and on one level they are, but they can also be as complex or as diverse as you make them. Today's work will serve to fill in some of the blanks on the first two elements of this equation, you plus Y. You've already done a lot of work on the first part, you. And today's work builds on what you've already done by bridging who you are with why you do what you do. Without saying your name, the roles that you perform in the world, or your credentials, answer this question. Who are you? It's not as easy as you might think. When I lead clients through this exercise at Creative Freedom Live, I often get met with frustrating looks and angry eyes. But the lesson becomes clear when you realize that people very often identify themselves by what they do, not who they are. They identify themselves by the labels and names that other people have used for them, rather than who they really are. When someone says, "Who are you?" this is an invitation to be vulnerable, and that's challenging for most of us. So we default to the commonly accepted answers. I'm an artist. I'm a coach. I own a business. I teach. I'm a wife, a mom, a child of the divine, whatever. Instead, I'm challenging you to look at who you really are, what really matters to you. If your role is that of a parent, what makes a parent so? My role is mom, but parenting a child is about showing love, compassion, protection, guidance to another human being. And guess what? Those things, those actions, are part of my list of core values. I value love, compassion, connection, providing guidance. That is who I am. I'm a person who values those things, a person who believes in the possibilities of people and that every human on this planet is more capable than they believe they are. I'm a person who isn't afraid to get my hands dirty to help someone else. I'm a person who believes it's possible to live in a world where people can do what they love and make a comfortable living at it. But my business isn't what matters to me. Helping people is, specifically creative entrepreneurs. My business is just the vehicle for me to do that in a way that also sustains me, because I could do it all for free, right? I could just give away all my knowledge and help people until I collapse in a heap at the end of the day. But helping creatives isn't the only thing that matters to me. Self-preservation and sustenance is also important. So is connection and family. So is taking responsibility for myself. So I have a business that sustains me, provides for me and my family, and gives me the freedom to connect with others without needing to collapse in a heap at the end of the day. What really matters to you? When I wrote my book, Creative Freedom, I told the story of a conversation I had with my friend Deb and how it changed my perspective on serving my audience. From that conversation, I developed the I Matter paradigm, and it goes like this. I matter, you matter, we matter. In that order, no exceptions. It's a simple way to remind yourself that you've got to take care of you before you can take care of anyone else or serve the world in a larger way. I matter. I've got to put my own oxygen mask on first, make sure my pricing is sustainable for me, and that I'm actually making a profit and I'm getting my own needs met. All that has to happen before you matter. That's just reality. And notice I said needs, not wants and desires. Once I've got my own needs handled, then I can focus on you because you matter too. And Zig Ziglar was right when he said that you'll get what you want when you help enough other people get what they want. It's that collaborative effort that brings more ease for everyone. And once those closest to you, whether that's your family, your clients, or your support team, have everything that they need, then you can look to making a bigger impact in the world together because we matter. I matter, you matter, we matter. This escalation can only happen when you take care of yourself first. That's why it's critical for you to be clear about what really matters to you. You are not your business. It's an extension of you in the world. You are not your credentials. They only serve to validate what you bring to the world. Instead, look at what your business is a vehicle for. Income? Sure. Impact? Yes. And at what level? Are you making a personal impact, doing this for yourself or your family? Or is your work designed to serve a larger community or even a national or global one? Are you looking for more meaning or belonging for yourself? Is your great work a mission? Do you have a vision or a message for the world at large? Or perhaps it's more about freedom, as it was for me. As a child, I'd been told over and over that I'd never be able to do what I loved, that I could never make money at it. I was told, get a real job and just be happy with it. But I wasn't happy at any job I had. There was no autonomy, no authority, no freedom or respect there. Now, I'm a dutiful employee, and I hate being an employee for all the reasons that make for a good employee. It's a catch-22. I know my biological rhythms, and I know when I'm most productive. So working outside that schedule isn't ideal for me. I need the freedom to work when I'm most productive and not work when I'm not productive. That's not happening when you're an employee. I take a lot of time off when my kids are off from school for summer break. Not possible when you're an employee. I also wanted to earn more money than my bosses were willing to pay. I didn't want a cap on my salary. Not possible when you're an employee. I needed time, money, and personal freedom that being an employee just doesn't provide, no matter how good of an employee I can be. And maybe that's true for you as well. Or maybe there's some other underlying reason. That is what we're trying to find here. So your assignment is simple, but not easy. You may even need a box of tissues handy because I regularly see clients tear up doing this exercise. It's a version of the five whys exercise that's used in the automotive industry. Originally, this was designed to help engineers figure out the root causes of technical problems, but I use this to help clients get at their essential why, the core motivating factors that drive them to do or not do just about everything in their lives. Now, you'll need about 30 minutes to write down all the reasons why you chose this career path. Why have you chosen to do this for a living instead of something else? And think about who you're doing this for as well. Maybe you started this business because you wanted to be home with your kids. Maybe you needed to supplement your retirement income. Maybe you wanted to be debt-free. That's fine. Just write it all down. And then dig deeper on the ones that give you the most pull. And ask yourself why those things really matter to you. Ask yourself why your answers matter again and again, five whys, why five times, until you get to the core reasons. That's your essential why. For example, if you wanted to be debt-free, why does that matter to you? Because there are plenty of folks walking around with mountains of debt, and it doesn't seem to bother them. Why does being debt-free matter to you? Maybe it's because as a kid, you saw how debt ruined your family and caused your folks to divorce, and you don't want that to happen to your family. Okay, ask why again. Why do you not want that to happen to your family? Well, because a happy marriage is important to you. Okay, ask why again. Why is a happy marriage important to you? Because you believe that a happy marriage is the foundation of a quality life. Bingo. We just hit a belief. That's what we're looking for. Core values and beliefs are what color your world view. And if you truly believe that a happy marriage is the foundation of a quality life, then there are things you will absolutely not do if you think that they'll cause marriage problems. On the other hand, you'll do just about anything to keep your marriage happy, whatever happy means for you. Why? Because it's too difficult for our brains to hold two competing ideas at the same time. Remember, decision-making requires brain power. We talked about that in our last lesson. If you believe in happy families, then you're going to be wired to do anything that moves you toward happy family life and away from unhappy family life. That's an essential why. For me, freedom was so important that it became part of my brand identity, Creative Freedom. I couldn't be more clear than that about who I am and what I'm about. My business just helps me get there. I don't take clients or make commitments that impinge on my sense of freedom. I move towards opportunities that help me cultivate a sense of freedom for myself. And that's a message I can communicate to my audience. When you find your essential why, you can too. In our next lesson, we'll take a look at the difference between revenue and profits and introduce you to the financial method that will make managing your business income and making smart decisions a heck of a lot easier. This may feel like a huge shift, but believe me, this is going to tie back to getting the things that you want and your essential why. I will see you there.